Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Wait, are you saying U of L didn't sign big-time recruits? They signed very comparable recruits to UK. Do I think that Kentucky has big-time recruits? I think they have a few. I think Louisville has a few, too. That's all I'm saying. There we get that. Yeah, but again, you want to brag about your NIL money, I'm going to call you out when you don't want to spend it. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680-1057. Want to say thanks to George and Company for dropping off lunch with us today. Bear Nose serving Louisville-style pizza since 1977. 13 area locations. Besides award-winning pizza, they have pasta, sandwiches, salads, apps, including chicken wings, yum, yum. Dine in, carry out, delivery, and order online at bearnose.com. Bear Nose Pizza, yeah, it's that good. We appreciate them helping us out every Friday with some food. So 437-9680 UPS Jobs text. I'll have John Wong on here in about 15 minutes to give us an Omaha update. All right, so Max, one of the big stories in college football yesterday, and we didn't really get to dive into it too much as usual. I'll put stuff here on my show sheet that I never get to. And that's a good problem to have. That means I can carry things over to the next day. I mean, I did a good job of
unless it's old news.
It is a bit of old news. I mean, it's 24 hours old, but the story is Big 12 considering private equity investment up to $1 billion, as much as 20% of conference, and then they'll change their name based upon this. So this is coming from Dennis Dodd on CBS. You're smiling over there. I love it. Big 12 members are considering a first of its kind private equity investment to ensure the league's long-term financial and competitive security. Multiple sources tell CBS Sports on the table is a possible cash infusion of $800 million to $1 billion from Luxembourg-based CVC Capital Partners in exchange for a 15 to 20% stake in the league. Those sources said a portion of the money would go directly to the 16 conference members, and the partnership would give the conference access to the CVC's investment services and clients. And, you know, I'll say this. It's a smart move by the Big 12 as the Big 10 and the SEC continue to consolidate power and money and everything else on the table. So, you know, you need to generate cash and equity for your conference, for your league. This seems to be the way to do it. Now, what are your thoughts on all this? Because you're a businessman professionally. This is what you do. You do contracts. You deal in money and percentages. When you first read and hear about things like this, what does Max Godbey think?
This is screaming a conference that is terrified that it's going to get dissolved.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
This is where they sit in the boardroom and they go, guys, we've got this great idea. you know, the Big 12 is not going anywhere. We're going to stand up against the SEC and the Big 10. Because you know why? Because we're going to partner with Allstate. At that point, if I'm working for the Big 12 conference, I'm already looking for new employment. It's like,
really?
It's, dude.
So you see this as more of a red flag than a life raft.
One of two things is happening. Either one, they're bringing in someone to, yes, add the additional revenue. Two, they're trying to add as much red tape as humanly possible. That way the SEC and the Big Ten can't just start taking schools.
Oh.
With having some sort of company acting as a buffer as well.
Okay.
It just adds an additional layer of red tape.
Right.
Because it used to be if, well, shoot, Texas and Oklahoma, they said, hey, we want to join the SEC. SEC looks at each other and go, all right, come on in.
Come on over. Yeah, and why not?
All they had to do was just break their contract with the Big 12. Be like,
yeah.
Nah, we're not renewing. And then be on their merry way. All of a sudden now, if for some reason Cincy wants to join the ACC to start the Cincinnati versus Louisville rivalry.
You get that rekindled.
The Satterfield Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or the Bucket of Nails. I'm sorry. Sorry, Louisville fans.
Sorry, Louisville fans.
Is it Bucket of Nails or Barrel of Nails?
I think it's the Keg of Nails.
Keg of Nails, okay. Some sort of cylinder that you put stuff in.
The only trophy we have is the Governor's Cup. That's it. We used to play for, was it just a keg with Tennessee, right?
It was the Bourbon Barrel.
The Bourbon Barrel. That's right. The
Which
Bourbon
they
Barrel.
They
do need to bring it back.
That's a cool looking trophy.
It is a cool trophy. And even though Tennessee would keep it 98% of the time, it'd still be cool to have it every once in a while. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like Mark Stoops would have won it twice at this point. We'd had that Bourbon Barrel twice.
I would have won it once.
Yeah, you would have won it once. That's exactly right. Thank you, Matt Roark. You're jealous of that awesome story of Randy Sanders telling you in the team meeting, oh, yeah, by the way, this is going to be Matt Roark's ship, and he's driving it. Let's go. We're going to dumb down the offense further. This is great.
Oh, yeah. But now think of it. Now you're adding an extra layer of red tape with contracts because now you'll have to have a company that has some say.
I mean,
if someone's going to rename it to the Allstate Conference,
right?
You think Allstate's probably going to want a little say if they've got a reputation on the line as well on
sure.
Who's in, who's out, stuff like that?
Because that could harm their brand as well.
Exactly.
If they're tied to this failing league that everyone's trying to jump ship, Allstate's going to be like, whoa, hold on a second. What's going on here? We put money up for you. We have some say in this, who stays, who goes, and controlling the league going forward. I mean, it's a dangerous prospect that I'm assuming they hope works out.
Yeah, this is a gamble, dude. Like, this is a gamble. And you're seeing where college football is going because not only do you have that, now teams are allowed to put
the logos, essentially.
The logos
yeah.
on the field. It's going to look like Canadian football now, the CFL. Because that's,
right.
That's all they do. And they put it on their uniforms as well, which is wild.
We see the NBA, too. The NBA, that on their jerseys, they have sponsors on their jerseys as well.
So dumb. I mean, it's just dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
And, you know, could have done some things to prevent that. But because, you know, Mark Emmert's an idiot, everyone that works at the NCAA are idiots.
Yeah.
And I mean that with every single sincerity ever. They're fools.
Yeah, you're not just saying that as hyperbole. Like
No,
they're idiots.
No, they are bottom 10% dumbest people on the planet. Because this could have all been prevented.
Right.
All of this.
With some foresight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be like, huh, you know what? These guys are really wanting to make money. And guess what? There's some validity on that.
Yeah.
They talk to lawyers. Yeah, I think they've got a case on this, but they can't. And the lawyer goes, well, they can. They go, no, because they're student athletes. Did you tell the judge that? And it's like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, the judge doesn't care.
Ed O'Bannon, the whole thing with Ed O'Bannon should have been the biggest red flag for the NCAA to be able to say, hey, we need to get this taken care of now.
Yeah.
Like, we need to start coming up with a game plan now. Because that opened the floodgates.
It absolutely did. And it gave players power. Then players say, okay, we can fight in court and we can win.
Yes.
And conferences looked at it and said, wow, Ed O'Bannon and all these other players that were representing these games, they're getting money. How can we get more money? How can we circumvent the NCAA as well and get more money for our conferences? And Greg Sankey, being as smart as he is, said, I can do it.
Yeah.
And Petiti from the Big Ten, he said, okay, I'll help you out. Let's do it together. Like, all right, let's go. Super conferences, money everywhere. And now the NCAA is playing catch up. The Big 12 is saying, hey, what about us over here? They lost two of their biggest brands in football, or Texas, Oklahoma. They're gone.
Yeah.
Good luck with Iowa State and Kansas State and Texas Tech. And
at least
TCU.
They got Coach Prime still with Colorado.
They got Coach Prime. And who wouldn't want to turn in to see Cincinnati go toe-to-toe with Houston? I mean, that screams football Saturday afternoon Big 12 matchup of the week. Let's go.
Cannot wait to watch that on the WC.
Right.
Dude, it's wild.
Followed
it's,
by the Acolyte. Man,
you know Scott Satterfield's a big Acolyte fan.
Oh, I guarantee. He's like, he's a honey, scrap all your plans this Tuesday night. The Acolyte season episode 4's on. So I had a big recruiting visit planned. I canceled it so I could see where the space witches go.
I went and brought all the recruits over for tonight so we could all watch the Acolyte together.
See?
I made popcorn. We could make s'mores in the microwave, because you know Satterfield makes s'mores in the microwave.
Oh, he does. He doesn't go into an open fire. He makes them in the microwave. This is something Jim Harbaugh would have done. Like, he missed this by jumping back to the NFL. He totally missed the Acolyte sleepover recruiting pitch. Bring your sleeping bag.
What if he does that with professionals now?
calls
up his own players and goes, hey, do you all want to have a sleepover tonight? What?
I got steak like and milk facility? On the menu. Come Wait, on
at the,
over.
At the facility? No, at my house.
My wife will make you food. Like, no, man, we're good. I think we can handle this on our own, Coach Harbaugh.
Do you
Harbaugh.
Like pizza rolls?
Who doesn't like? Man, who doesn't like a nice pizza roll?
Dude, I love Totino's pizza rolls.
Totino's pizza, period. I love the party pizzas. I know they're only $1 or $2, however much they are now. You know, every once in a while I'll go and throw a couple of those in the old grocery cart as I'm going along, and when the rest of the family's in bed, they're all asleep, I'm like, I'm gonna pop in a little Totino's pizza.
So
Totino's, sorry.
In college, we had a Sam's Club membership. And
good for you guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, five offensive linemen living in one house. Like,
you needed to add yes, that. Yes.
Yeah. And we would get, I kid you not, probably 4 bags of the bulk pizza rolls.
Hell yeah.
And we would probably go through 1 bag a week, but it was always like for like one night.
It wasn't even like one bag that,
no.
that throughout the it's, week. It was one it, bag
that,
one night.
That oven was on for about 3 hours because we were just in and out with the cookie sheets.
Yeah.
While playing games and stuff.
There's nothing better than when you're a young child and you're like, okay, we're spending the night at my buddy's house. There's going to be 3 or 4 of us. We got pizza rolls on tap.
Oh,
we've got Mountain Dew, Surge, whatever the drink may be, and you're playing GoldenEye till 4 in the morning, and that's what it was. It was a simpler time, Max. A simpler time.
It really was. Nostalgia is a crazy drug.
It is a crazy
it's
drug.
It's a very crazy drug.
I find myself falling into it way too often. So this is the way it was better when I was younger. I'll show you proof. And I play music for my kids. I'm like, that sucks, Dad. No, it doesn't. It's good. It's great. I'll pull out my janky video games. And see, this is much better than playing NBA 2K. And I'm playing like Arch Rivals or something crappy like that. Like, Dad, no, it's not. Like, Madden back in 1992 was better. Like, no, Dad, it's not. I won't fall on that sword. I'm going to stick by my guns on this.
So next door to us, when we used to live in Georgetown, our neighbor had a 10-year-old son at the time named Carson. And they came over for dinner one night. And I told Carson, I said, hey, you want to see a really cool game? And I showed – because him and his me and his dad are the same age.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, you want to show Carson the N64? I've got it out. And we put Super Smash Brothers on, and me and his dad were playing. And I was like, dude, you don't even know how cool, how baller of a game this is. And he looks at it and goes, why is Mario's hands cubes?
Because exactly.
The graphics were so bad on it. I was like, because that's the graphics.
That was the cutting edge of the time.
This was the graphics of the time.
I always loved seeing like the old wrestling games, like WCW versus NWO and WWF, you know, Raw is War or whatever, and like the individual like game players compared to like what it is now, and they're just like Stone Cold Steve Austin is just like a Minecraft character, like that. That's what they all look like. Like my guy,
if you like taking Minecraft, give me a hell yeah.
Exactly.
One block, two block, three block.
Give me a hell yeah, Shawn Michaels. If you don't like Minecraft, you can suck it. DX for life. Hell yeah, absolutely. All right, let's read some texts and take a break. We'll get John Wong in here. Texter, I'm about to turn 30. What is that like? Should I expect bad things? Yeah, you should expect bad things. Yes.
Metabolism first, and then everything hurts after you do any sort of physical activity.
I know two people that have, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, that have injuries from lifting weights, and they're both like middle-aged men. One is Mark Blankenbaker, and the other one's a dad on my son Wyatt's team, Steve. He injured his shoulder. He like tore his labrum just like randomly lifting weights. And I'm like, this is what happens.
That's why I don't lift heavy anymore.
Yeah, you go light. You go for reps, not for power.
High reps, low weight.
Yeah, there we go. And that's if I ever start doing that again, that's what I'm gonna have to do. Texter, growing up playing online on Xbox 360, that was the golden years.
Oh, yeah.
Texter, cholesterol levels as a player versus now. Yeah, that's a great point, too. Texter, by dragging their feet, I bet the NCAA saved billions after all the lawsuits. The just play dumb game plan, they actually have been genius. Immoral, but genius. That's a great text. Texter, brands on jerseys is dumb, but every soccer team in Europe is sponsored as well. Oh, yeah.
And every soccer team in Europe's dumb.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
It looks dumb.
I used to be the only ugly American around here when it comes to soccer. Thank you for joining me. Thank you.
So my dad,
not Lou City.
Not Lou City. with GE on there.
I'm just talking about Italian soccer. That's it. You hear that, Sofro? You hear that, Ince? I'm talking Italian soccer bums.
My dad used to do a bunch of work in England. And now that I've gotten to soccer, he brought it up again. He goes, I can't believe you go to those soccer games. He goes, I hate soccer. It's a stupid sport. It's a commie sport. And he goes,
oh, yeah.
I went over to England and watched it. And he goes, I just couldn't get into it. And I was like, wait, who'd you watch? He goes, yeah, they may as go to this stupid thing in Manchester each time. I go, Dad, were you given tickets to the Manchester United? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you know how many people would kill?
Oh, yes.
Go to a man sitting in the box.
He was sitting in the box for a Manchester United game? No,
multiple. Every single time he was the begrudging, he's like, I have to eat this stupid British food while
I don't want to go
soccer.
Watch this stupid side. While
warm beer.
this beer's as warm as urine. this beer, it tastes like warm urine. This is terrible.
Hey, it's through and through. You could take the guy out of Okolona, but you can't take the Okolona out of the guy.
You're damn right. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I like your dad. You're damn right. But Jason is like, he planned like an entire trip. Like, it was a bucket list item. It was like me going to the Vatican. When Jason Ince went and watched Manchester U, it was his profile picture on Instagram and Twitter forever, him holding up some scarf. And your dad's like, pih, pih. He's spitting on Ince's scarf.
Stupid.
I'm going to spit on your scarf, Ince. How about that? Your damn limey British soccer team.
I love it. I think today he's just like, I don't like this.
This is dumb. I took it too far there. To be fair, I overstepped that one with the limey comment. I probably shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Ince. So, apologies, Ince.
You're going to get a very worded text message here in a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure I already got it. Absolutely. all right. Let's go ahead and take a break. Then we'll get our good friend John Wong in here as he is in Omaha. By the way, if it's hot, it's hot outside. If your home is hot and things are off, go to BJ Heating and Cooling. That's right, BJHeatCool.com. They're a factory authorized Bryant dealer. They teamed up with Bryant Dust Equipment and they'll do whatever it takes to make your room enjoyable again. They have those Bryant mini splits that are available that are, you know, for a room that's over an attic or over a garage or on the second or third floor that just stays hot and you can't cool it down. It's tough to cool down. Get a mini split in there. It'll do everything for you. Give them a call today. Schedule your free estimate. 0% financing for 3 years with approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling are locally and family owned, celebrating 40 years of servicing Kentuckiana. Call the experts that you trust that I trust, BJHeatCool.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
This is why, for UK fans,
yeah,
we have no leg to stand on when we talk about PK.
I know.
Because that was, without doubt, the cringiest thing I've ever heard anyone do. Not only say that they listen, openly admit that they love Hamilton.
Yeah.
Two, to say they love the music in it. Then three, to rap it, and then four, be really bad at the rap.
Billy, yeah, he was, no, it's not, it wasn't like Mark Pope was like, you'd hear them like, oh, that's actually not bad.
No, it was bad.
You hear it's
it
like,
bad.
Man, that's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College.
Oh. Anna's version was better
Anna was better. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. Speaking of baseball in Kentucky, the road to Omaha, it's in Omaha, and we'll have that game. you like that, Max? The road to Omaha.
Breaking water's wet.
It's in Omaha. We'll have that live here on ESPN 680 105.7. Game 3, Kentucky versus, oh gosh, NC State. That'll be 1:40 p.m. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Then they'll have the rest of the games as well. Texas A&M baseball versus Florida, 6:40 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville. And then Lou City at Tampa Bay Rowdies. That'll be at 7:15 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7 once the Cats wrap up in Omaha. In Omaha, where our good friend Dr. John Wong is out there in Omaha. Dr. Wong, how are you? I know it's a bucket list item for you to get out there. Was it as good as you imagined it to be?
It absolutely was, except for one thing. It's hotter than Hades out here. I'm sweltering. They say it's only 35% humidity. I don't believe it. It sounds like it's 85% humidity. But I'm here, boots on the ground report. I'm ready for Max Godbey, some of his hard-hitting journalistic questions. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Max, do you have anything to offer up to Dr. Wong before
you
start?
The acolyte?
That's a great first question. Dr. Wong, are you watching Star Wars The Acolyte on Disney Plus?
No, I'm going to have to pass on that. Next question, all please. Right.
What is your beliefs on the counterplay on third and short?
Yeah, I'll bring that up to Nick Mangione. I'll make sure that he attribute it to Max Godbey. Question. Yeah, this is Max calling in. He wants to know this and this and this.
That'd be great if you just had a list of things that Max Godbey asked you.
Just random questions.
Randomly asked Nick Mangione. Well, Dr. Wong, you're there in Omaha. What's the Kentucky fan turnout like? I know they'll probably be there more tomorrow, but do you see some Cat fans as you're making your journeys around Omaha? You seen a lot of Cats fans out there? What's it look like?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of them, but I think my perception is kind of skewed because I'm used to coming to these tournament games, whether it be the SEC tournament or even the NCAA, where if Kentucky's there at that site, then blue just floods in. That blue mist comes in,
right,
and just takes over the place. Mm-hmm. It's completely different here. You've got seven other teams, all with very, very passionate fan bases who are coming in bit by bit just as their teams are playing. So, no, I haven't seen a whole lot of blue just yet. I imagine tomorrow it's going to be a little bit more different. People are probably coming into town either tonight or maybe even early tomorrow morning. But we'll see a little bit more blue. Unfortunately, the only blue I've seen right here is Florida blue, and that ain't it.
No, that is not it. That's not the same kind of blue at all. Now, much is to be made about the journey getting out there. So how was it for you? Did you find it as difficult as everyone says, or did you find it pretty easy getting out there to go to Omaha and check out the College World Series?
Well, believe it or not, if you look at all the teams that are in here geographically, Lexington, Kentucky is the closest venue.
Oh, really?
Here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking initially of making the 12-hour drive, but I go on Expedia. I see airline round-trip tickets for $323. I jump on that.
Yeah.
I haven't had any problem. I've been a little bit disappointed in the media hotel. What type of media hotel? I know it's a first-world problem, but what type of media hotel has no shuttle? I'm here. I'm having an Uber for $5.67. One way into the stadium. It's only 2 miles. I could easily walk it, but with it being 85 degrees and 100% humidity, I'm not going to make that trip. I'm springing for the Uber. Can I put it on your expense account?
Oh, I wish. I don't have that Drew Diener credit card, though, John. If I had the ESPN Louisville credit card, I could send that info to you, but I'm not privy to that because God knows what I'd do with that credit card if I had it. Well, everybody knows what I'd do.
This place, it is amazing. It's like you said, it's a bucket list item for me. I've heard so many good things about it. You come in here, and they really build it up. They really want to make you feel comfortable. They want all eight teams to feel like they're the home team.
Mm-hmm.
The area around the stadium itself is pretty neat. I mean, it's across between Kentucky Proud Park and maybe even Great American Ballpark. They try to build it up, accommodate. I think it seats about 24,000 fans.
Okay.
But it still has a small town, homey stadium feel to it. The area around it, they built it up. It's almost like a state fair that's going on. I'm looking outside. I see this huge Ferris wheel that's going around. They've got all these shops selling all this paraphernalia. Food booths out there. You can get anything that you want. It is a good time. It's very, very family friendly. I see a lot of kids out here doing the pitch machine, you know, doing the home run derby with the wiffle balls.
That's awesome.
It's kind of a neat deal. Yeah, it really is. I really would encourage, if you've got the chance to do it, come on out here to do it. When your team is in it, though, it's something else. That's what really makes it a bucket list item. I can't wait till Kentucky takes the field tomorrow.
We had Kendrick Haskins on earlier this week, John, and he's been out there a few times covering Louisville. He works for Wave 3 here in Louisville, Kentucky. And one of the things that he told me that's interesting is the locals will pick out the team that either hasn't been there before or is kind of like the underdog, and they'll support that team. So he was telling me he expected the locals to kind of latch on to Kentucky as it's their first time ever out there in the College World Series. And not only just their first time, they're the last SEC team to make it. So, I mean, historic, but hopefully you'll see some more blue from the Omaha residents as well, not just the Kentucky faithful.
Nick Mangione in the pre-tournament presser yesterday made a plea to all the local citizens of Omaha to come on out and support the Cats just for that reason.
There you go.
He said, we're first-timers. We need to be lifted up. You guys have a tendency to lift up these first-time teams. Not only that, but Kentucky plays an extremely, extremely exciting type of ball, which I think will be conducive to kind of getting some fans on board. They can get off to a good start. They can put the pressure on NC State, induce them to make some errors, win that first game. That's going to go a long way toward a long stay here in Omaha.
Now, you've covered Kentucky basketball when they've been in the tournament. You know, you've been around John Calipari. You've covered Kentucky football and some of their bigger bowl games. You've been around Mark Stoops, you know, as he builds up to that bowl game. What's the difference, the main difference between Nick Mangione and those two guys? He seems to be just, I mean, not just happy to be there, but just exuding excitement and confidence. I think that guess, one word for first timers that maybe they come in a little hesitant, a little, you know, their eyes are wide as all the bright lights of Omaha strike them. But it doesn't seem like it's been affecting the head coach or the team. So what's Nick Mangione been like compared to like what Cal and Stoops are like in the postseason?
I think two things. First of all, he came out of the gate with a bang. Coach of the Year, I think it was in 2017.
Yeah.
His expectations were really ratcheted up. But then he plunged into a very, very low rally. If you remember, 3 years ago, the guy was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
People were calling for his scalp. And I think to have been able to kind of go through that, those hard times, the trials and tribulations, and to come out on the other end, I think gives him a tremendous amount of appreciation, a mindset of gratitude that can really change his whole outlook on coming into this tournament. The second thing is, Mangione, his faith, so strong, strong. It seems sincere. It seems legitimate. He was talking about how, hey, because he's a Christian, a Christ follower, he knows how the ending has come. He knows how this all is going to end. So that kind of takes the pressure off of him.
Hmm.
He's not saying he knows the final score of the game,
right,
but he knows what the ultimate result's going to be. So I think if you have a mindset like that, how can you not be calm and relaxed and confident that whatever happens is going to happen? You're going to go out, you're going to compete, you're going to do the best that you can, and then you're going to chalk it up to just a wonderful experience at the very end.
Absolutely. Dr. John Wong out there covering the Cats as they make their first trip to the College World Series. He's in Omaha enjoying all the sights and sounds and, you know, just everything that venue has to offer. Now, NC State, they're against them tomorrow. I believe they're, what, the 10 seed? John, Kentucky, the 2 seed. How do you expect the Cats to fare against them? The Wolfpack, it's ACC versus SEC. How do you think they fare against an ACC team, specifically with NC State coming in and you know, playing good baseball?
Yeah, and NC State has gotten on a roll lately. I was talking to one of their media members, and they had a kind of a rocky start at the beginning of the season, but it seems like everything has been clicking. You know, their series, their last series against Georgia was a barn burner.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nerves, went down to the wire. They squeaked out that third game. I don't know. They've got a lot of momentum going for them. But, you know, James, it's baseball. Anything can happen. A lot
yes.
of it is going to be dependent on pitching. You get your starting pitcher who feels like he's in the groove that day. Nobody's going to hit him. Before you know it, you've won that first game. You put that other team in a hole. Just on paper, though, Kentucky's numbers, their aggressiveness, their style of play.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, NC State's coach, he admitted that you really can't prepare for them. You can only prepare for them during the off season. If you're looking to prepare for their style of aggressive play right now, their base running and so forth, the chaos that they induce, that's not going to happen within a couple of days or a week even. It's either going to happen or it's not. So they're going to try to play fundamental baseball. They're going to be solid. They feel like they're solid in what they do. I think it's ultimately going to come down to pitching. You know, with Kentucky, they've got two great starters. I like their chances. I would be surprised if they don't advance tomorrow. Well, not advance, but win that first game, get back to the winner's bracket, avoid that second bottom part of the bracket.
Dr. John Wong with us. And to that effect, you talked about the aggressiveness and the unpredictable nature of the Kentucky baseball team. It's been very good to them, obviously, winning a share of the SEC regular season title. Nick Mangione, SEC Coach of the Year, National Coach of the Year, and got them, you know, swept the regional, swept the super regional as well. This isn't going to, do you feel like this will come back and bite them? As you know, if you're aggressive, especially in a sport like baseball, can also lead to errors and lead to mistakes. Do you feel like their fortunes will continue to go in their favor with this aggressive play?
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've asked Nick Mangione that on numerous occasions. And he kind of gives me kind of the stink eye whenever I do, because they're not going to change. They are not going to change. This is the way they play. His philosophy is, if you're aggressive, if you put pressure on 18 to 24-year-olds, they're going to end up making mistakes.
Yes.
So, yes, There may be times when they run themselves out of a big inning, but that's who they are. I don't anticipate them changing at all. I probably won't ask Mingione that, even if they do go down with the ship if they crash and burn.
Now,
his philosophy known on that.
Dr. Wong, a couple more questions for you, then we'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Who gives a scarier stink eye, Nick Mingione or John Calipari?
I think it's probably Calipari by far during his latter years.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, the later Cal was nowhere near the early Cal as he was. We went from somebody who came out to media session, seemed to enjoy him, joked, a lot of banter back and forth with the media members, to somebody who essentially isolated himself, rented room in a monastery, and didn't want to talk to anybody at the very end. Yeah, you know, it was time, James. We talked about that before.
Yes,
it was time for a change.
Absolutely. All right, two more for you. Are you going to partake in the Jello shot challenge? That's the thing that the casual fans like myself.
Yeah, I'm tempted to, because from the last thing I saw, I think Kentucky was so far behind. Is that right?
Yeah,
are they still lagging behind?
No, they're in the lead right now, 126,
okay.
And North Carolina's at 109.
Okay, so uh-huh. They've gotten back into it. Okay, gotcha. All right, so I figured that would happen, that we'd catch up. All right, last one for you. This doesn't have anything to do with baseball, but your novel. Now, Max, Dr. Wong has written a novel. It's a murder mystery.
I've been keeping up with it on Twitter, yeah.
Okay, so he has a murder mystery novel. Looks like that you have a finished copy and that you did add Anna Tarullo as a character in the book, which we love a lot around here. How far away is it from hitting the masses?
I think it's just a couple of days away.
Whoa!
I submitted the final submission. I'm just waiting for final approval. Then we can hit that button, and it'll be able to go live. And Max, you're a critical part of this, too. I'm counting on you to help disseminate that, because Volume 2 is going to be a football version.
Oh!
And if Volume 1 doesn't do well, then there ain't going to be no Volume 2.
Bye!
I need everybody to push this. You
know, absolutely.
Whether it stinks or not, whether it crashes or burns or not, I need people out there toting it so that I can have some encouragement. If you come out with a grand slam right at your first at bat, then the expectations are too high.
That's right.
So I tried. You know, I swung for the fences, but if I fall a little bit short, that's okay, because there's always going to be room for improvement. I think it's going to be a blockbuster. It's pretty neat. Everybody that I've sent it to, all the advanced readers' copies, they've loved it. There's a lot of hidden UK nuances in there
that's
only
awesome.
People from Kentucky will understand. I think they're going to get a big kick out of it. It's great beach reading. Look for it. Name, Image, and Murder. Isn't that a great title?
Great.
Is that a great title or not?
That's fantastic. Now, make sure you let us know when it's official, when it's out, so I can talk about it here on the show and I can get a copy myself and read it, and then we'll have you back on to discuss the novel. How does that sound?
Yeah, I'll come in studio. We'll
yeah.
Get some
yeah.
We'll,
can we have
we'll
a book club?
Yeah, you gonna have food there? Yeah, you
yes.
Provide the food. I'll provide the voice.
Okay, fantastic. We have Beer Nose Pizza every Friday, so I don't know if you're a pizza guy or not. We have
yeah,
Wing Zone.
I am. Love that.
Okay,
love that.
All right, you love Beer Nose Pizza. Maybe we get you here when you get back from Omaha. The book comes out. We'll get the book. We'll read it. We'll have you do a live reading on air. Eat some pizza. Have a great time with Max Gobby in the studio. We'll Dr. Wong, appreciate you taking some time out with us today to give us the lay of the land, and we'll all be locked in tomorrow as the Cats take on the North Carolina State Wolfpack in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Dr. Wong, enjoy the rest of your time. We'll talk down the line. Can't wait for Name, Image, and Murder to come out. We're anticipating that to be, like you said, a blockbuster novel.
My pleasure, James. Go Cats.
Go Cats. There we go, Dr. Wong. Go Cats. That's what I'm talking about. I'm pumped up now. I'm ready. He just exudes excitement. That's
yes,
what I love.
He does.
After having Dr. Wong on here, this guy bleeds blue. He's in Omaha. He takes all the trips. I can't wait. So there we go. Now, are you going to do a watch party tomorrow like you did for the regionals?
No. So we're going to do it for Monday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
That's if UK wins,
yes.
Which they're going to win. And that's when we're going to watch it.
Yeah,
too many people are traveling over the weekend.
Yeah, just, and it's no
I was I was disappointed with some people. Just
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to give out names.
That's fine. You don't have to air your grievances on air.
just know, because I know they listen, I'm still disappointed in you guys. I'm very disappointed.
So Max Gabby has laid down the gauntlet. His disappointment is at a fever pitch.
So I will be watching the game alone.
Oh!
Down in my basement.
Well, I'll be at a... You'll like
You're not invited.
Well, You hear that, James Black? You see the things I get around here? I'm not treated like I should be treated. How dare you? No, I'm kidding. I'll be in Greenwood, Indiana tomorrow for my daughter's softball tournament, so I make sure my AirPods will be 100% so I can listen to it here on ESPN 680-1057. I'll have my AirPods in as my young daughter is up there hopefully hitting a home run or bunting or whatever her coach is going to have her do tomorrow. So I'll be locked in that way. But yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm excited.
It's going to be a fun game.
What the hell's going on?
After every phone call, baby.
That's a great tradition to have now. After every phone call, hear the dial tone. All right, so real quick, because we're going to go to a break and come back and get this Mark Pope sound. Promise this, we're going to do it at 5 o'clock. As soon as we start the segment, we're playing Pope sound, damn it. And then the mixtape, 5:30. But I just want to mention this real quick. So CBS Sports College Basketball, they have sent out their rankings for the ACC men's basketball season. They have Duke 1, of course, North Carolina 2, Miami 3 for some reason, Louisville at 4. So they're, even though they don't know or haven't seen Pat Kelsey at that Power 5 level, they're prognosticating that the Cards have a top 4 team, which obviously will most likely get you into an NCAA tournament and have you in discussions for an ACC contention in the ACC tournament, and it'll get them, you know, back into the good graces and a good seed there. Justin Sofro says, who really knows where it's all going to land in the end? But this just speaks to the hard work PK has done in the offseason. I hope on the floor product is the same. And of course, our guy Tox tweeted out, just go ahead and put us at number one. I had to laugh at Tox because of that. So, and he tweeted back at me, oh, it's going to happen. First we take back our state, then we take the ACC crown, both on deck, to which I replied, you've never had the state. Specifically in basketball. they don't. I'm sorry. They've had it 3 times in 15 years. That's it.
Can we go back and look at the projections for KP his first year?
Man, that's a great idea. I would like to do a deep dive and see if we can pull up like where Louisville was ranked preseason KP's first year. That's a great idea by you. Great idea. I mean, all the people are saying Pat Kelsey is going to be a beast. We're saying the same thing about KP. I mean, it's the most wrong.
Scott's got Satterfield also.
Oh, same thing. He's a beast. They're all beasts. They're all beasts until they play. Then they're like, well, maybe not. The one they've been right about so far has been Jeff Brohm.
Yes.
He's the one. He's the one. They were right about Jeff Brohm. Everybody else, Chris Mack, David Padgett, Scott Satterfield, Kenny Payne, Pegues. You've been wrong. So maybe you hit it with Pat Kelsey. Texter, U of L with the top 4 team, meaning there are 12 other teams that really suck next. Next year, LMAO. Texter, Max is citing the original tweet from Rocco's. It's been updated multiple times since, and Kentucky has fallen behind a decent amount. Oh, that's sad.
What is it?
That basically the gentle shot challenge. There's a more updated picture, and we're like way behind.
Oh, no.
Well, at least we're not Virginia.
Fake news God be over here.
Fake news God be. Haven't you heard Trump talk about that? God be, how dare you bring fake news to this show? This one's for Ennis. Mark, I always say that my brain is full of worthless knowledge. Thank you. Texter, James has uttered Omaha today more than Peyton Manning did in a full season. Texter, I peed in the corner of a pub in Oxford during an England World Cup game in 2002. Good for you.
Did you see a man that looked like he came straight out of Oklahoma just not having a good time?
Having a terrible time. You're more English than Ince. All right. Texter, coming from someone who worked for the team, Mingione is an a-hole. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, he seems like just a jerk. Yeah, thank you for that. As long as he wins, my moral compass is set to win, damn it. After the break, we'll have Mark Pope sound. We'll finally get to that, James, I promise. We're going to play this Mark Pope sound. We'll see how it goes. Zach Cantrell cut all this. What's your confidence level, James?
I mean, he did okay on this.
Okay.
My confidence level for the sound, I'm not sure because I'm sorry, Streep, but I love your show, but I'm busy.
I know you are. I might have to show Matt
how to push a button back here. I got two shows I'm trying to do for both stations at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the way it always is.
You need to glue your ass to that chair, James, and not get up when I'm on the mic. All right. Let's take a break. Hey, 502-HIP, 812-HIP is going to be hot this weekend. If you're out and about, you're having fun, you're at a swim party or you're at a barbecue or wherever, and you know, you don't feel like imbibing in alcohol because you feel crappy the next day, you get dehydrated, and being dehydrated in this summer heat is no fun. It makes you feel even worse. So if you want to go to a party, still be sociable. Still be able to have that fun feeling. You can also try out those Delta 8, Delta 9 drinks they have. They have them in cans. They're cool. They're refreshing. Those are the powders that you want to put in to like your lemonade or your tea or whatever. And you'll still get the same effect. Don't do too much or it'll be way too much of an effect. But go ahead and talk to one of the professionals there at 502-HIP or 812-HIP. They can point you in the right direction and tell you exactly what you need. They'll tell you based upon your tolerance for it. If you're an OG or if you're new to the product, they can help you out and tell you exactly what you need and what you can do. Go to Douglas Hills location, 502-HIP here in Louisville, Kentucky, right down the street from Oxmoor Mall, or head out to Clarksville in Indiana off the Lewis and Clark Parkway by Kroger and Court Physical Therapy, 502-HIP.com.